T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie on a, not exactly sunny day, but we're feeling good because the Phillies, they are tied for a wild card spot, which is pretty incredible considering where they were, how bad those first 2 months were, the Joe Girardi mess. But they have dug themselves out of a heck of a hole, and now hopefully to keep it going and move forward from here. Talking a lot about it today here on WIP, 215-592-9494. To enter the conversation. Now, a couple things, guys, since we were last together as a show, because over the weekend a few things happened. One, our old buddy, member of the 2017 Eagles, who I hadn't thought of in about 3 years, retired. Bo Allen retired.
I know.
And he retired by way of one of the great tweets of all time. His tweet to announce his retirement was, "I will no longer be accepting money to play football." So, Bo, I'll tell you, honest to God, if you had asked me, and he was a solid player for the Eagles, if you had asked me to name the backup defensive tackle, you know, last week, I probably would have forgotten him, which is a shame because he did a nice job. But
I didn't remember him at all, actually.
Yeah.
I forgot that he was part of that team.
Yeah, he was. Like, he did a nice job.
He was solid.
He was very solid. So, yeah. So congrats to Bo Allen on his career and retirement. I thought it was nice, speaking of retirement, I thought it was a very nice touch of class by the Phillies that they honored Albert Pujols when he was in town over the weekend, and they brought Ryan Howard out as part of the ceremony to honor Pujols. Obviously, for many years, Pujols and Ryan Howard were the two best first basemen in the National League. So I thought that was very classy.
And the St. Louis connection for Howard.
And the St. Louis connection with him being from there. Chip Kelly got a contract extension from UCLA.
How about it?
The Chipper, John, locked up through 2025.
I don't really care.
Yeah, well, he did about this because he probably got paid a bunch of millions. So Chip Kelly got a new deal. And then the final thing. And John, maybe you knew
that
this guy.
That goes hand in hand with the new
what? Deal. I know, Big Ten.
Yeah,
for sure.
Moving to the Big Ten, there's more money for everyone.
And then the final thing, I don't know if you knew him, John, but Hank Goldberg passed away from ESPN, who Hammer and Hank, their betting guy, their horse racing guy, their football guy, seemed like a fun fellow.
Ahead of his time.
He was ahead of his time.
He really was.
Really, from a betting standpoint, he was ahead of his time. So Hank Goldberg passed away the other day at the age of 84. The other, I'd say, notable thing that happened was that a lot – did not happen in the NBA. What do I mean by that? John, I think the Kevin Durant thing completely put a halt to most of the main NBA activity that would have occurred. Because I think all these teams are waiting to find out, can we get Durant? Can we get Durant? What's it going to take? Is it a two-way deal? Is it a three-team deal? Is it a four-team deal? So I think there's going to be a lot of dominoes after Durant situation is resolved, but not until then. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494 to buy right now if you're the Phillies or to wait a little longer. Also, Twitter poll question, biggest area of need for the Phils, bullpen, center field, middle infield, starting pitching. Where do you come down on that and more? Let's go to Jalen right now. How you doing, Jalen?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How you doing today?
Great, Jalen.
That's good, that's good. So I honestly feel like we absolutely have to be buyers because, I mean, if you look at what Atlanta did last year, after Ronnie went down, you know, they picked up where they left off. So I think we should do the same stretch in that way, knowing that we have Bryce coming back. It's not like...
Yeah, but he's also not coming back for a while, Jalen. Just because he's coming back doesn't mean it will be easy to navigate these waters. I mean, he is probably going to be out for two more months. Now think about that, man.
And could be, you know, hampered certainly from a power perspective when he gets back with that injury.
Yeah, Jalen, I think people have gotten a false sense of security with the Harper situation because the team has played well in the first, whatever it's been, 7 to 10 games without him. But, I mean, that is still a monumental injury, man.
It is, it is. But if we wait, they may not have that same continuity that they may have if we start now.
I know. They just won't have as much time. I mean, I get the theory. I understand it. Jalen, give me a great answer here for a pop culture achievement in the last 50 years.
So I'm going to go with MJ. In 84, he walked out of the Grammy Awards with 8 Grammys in one night, and he's the only artist to ever do that.
All right, you got it. 8 Grammys in the same year is quite a thing. Did you know that, John?
I didn't, but he was all world.
I didn't know it either.
Jeez.
Let me ask you guys this
84.
Question. When he first said MJ, I thought
he was
saying Jordan.
Michael Jordan, too.
So, do you think of MJ more as Jordan or Jackson?
Jordan.
Yeah. But we also consider it Michael Jackson, but MJ is more specifically Jordan, I believe. Jennifer's with us. Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Jennifer. Well, doing well.
My first question, well, I have a couple of questions to address. Over the weekend, I heard one of those Boomer Esiason Minute Sports they're going to replace, the MLB is going to replace all umpires with robots, you know.
So they're not replacing the umpires. The umpire will not have the discretion to call balls and strikes in the next year or two, it looks like. It looks like it's going to be called by a computer.
You'll have an earpiece.
They'll have an earpiece put in.
Correct.
Ball or strike.
Yep.
That's the you do?
I hate it.
But Joe is a Luddite.
Jennifer,
he's wrong.
I love the consternation that exists between the teams and
he
the
loves
umpires.
It when they get it wrong. And when we suffer as a result.
Well, sometimes we don't suffer.
He
sometimes we
prefer to see the better team win. He likes it when human error causes the worst team to win.
There, you know, with replay and all of the other things that we have now, human error shouldn't have to be a part of it.
Totally.
Yeah,
you are correct.
Jennifer, most people agree with you, but here's the part I think you're missing.
Well, naturally.
It's the human side. It's the emotional side that will be taken out of the competition.
What Joe,
that I think
what
will
Joe
make,
misses out.
That will make the sport
He's
less
wrong.
Interesting.
He's wrong. What he doesn't realize is that they've been testing
this
in lower levels of baseball, and guys are still arguing with umps. Guys are still getting tossed out of games.
But they won't do it as often.
Okay. You'll still get it, Joe.
And, I understand you'll still get it.
It's a small price to pay for having the right decision made by this guy. He's calling them he's calling the truth.
Look, Jennifer, I think there's a lot of things in sports that people thought were bad that when they take them out, they realize it's like fighting. Give me fighting in hockey. It's great. Why do we have to not have fighting? I think when an ump makes a bad call, it makes the game more interesting.
Well, sure, because then you're
because now I got something to battle over. I've got someone yelling from the dugout, And I, as a viewer, enjoy that.
And they still do that.
Yeah, they won't do it as much. All right, Jennifer, give me an achievement in pop culture. What do you got?
Well, I have one more thing to address.
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to say, the Phillies need, just like the Eagles had several slots they had to fill. Howie did a good job this year.
Yep.
Filling those slots. What the Phillies need to do is start working on a really deep farm team and fill the slots that need to be.
Well, clearly, they are trying to do that. They reconfigured the front office about a year ago or so. It's just going to take many years to see the fruits of the labor if they get it right. Remember this, Jennifer, they've reconfigured the front office probably 13 different times in my lifetime.
Yeah,
and normally it doesn't, you know, bear out good, but they're going to try again, which is good because they need it to realign things. Jennifer, give me a great answer here for a pop culture achievement in the last 50 years.
Oh, I have two good ones. When Kanye got up on the stage and tried to take away.
I'll write it down. I don't think it's an achievement.
What's the opposite of an achievement?
I don't think that's an achievement. All right, here we go. Twitter poll question of the day. Now, the question today is, what is the biggest area of need the Phillies need to add to before the trade deadline? Now, the four choices. By the way, James told me only three of these choices should be in the poll. And I told him, let's go with four. He might have been right, but we'll get to that in a second. Bullpen, center field, middle infield, starting pitching. Now, John, before you vote, before you guess on where the votes have come in, let's all go on the record ourselves as what we personally see as the biggest area of need for the Phillies before the trade deadline. John, would you say bullpen, center field, middle infield, starting pitching?
Well, I mean, if you could get a great starting pitcher, that sounds very appealing. I think that is the least likely thing to occur. My vote would be center field. We need someone to, be there even when Bryce gets back. A guy like Benintendi,
yep,
who is not necessarily a center fielder, but can absolutely hold down the fort there. Starting pitcher comes in a close second.
James, what would you say?
Starting pitching easily is my answer. I think they need a starting pitcher more than anything.
So I would say the bullpen. And while the center field situation is their worst spot right now, I think Odubel is better than some of the slop they put out there on a regular basis in the bullpen that has pitched better in the last 3 weeks, but that I still don't trust. Because the starting pitching has issues with injuries, and because it's modern baseball and they will always need to go to the bullpen a lot, I would say give me another really good bullpen arm I can trust. That's my opinion. All right, John, where do you think clearly Mickey Moniak is – the fact that he gets time in baseball is just a farce. John, where do you think the voting results came in here today?
I want to say –
by the way, middle infield is 2%.
Yeah.
So I guess James was right. It shouldn't have been in the poll. Guys,
job,
I don't know if people realize how bad Stott is, but okay, fair enough. You know, people think Stott
is wrong on that. He's not bad.
He hits below 200.
I get that.
And he plays like every day.
But
he's
when
horrendous.
But it's not a train wreck when he's at the plate.
It's not
like
much
it is
better,
with
Moniak, man.
He will figure it
Joe,
out.
Joe's batting
I think he'll
290 over
better.
His last 14 games. Yeah. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
How about that?
Thank you.
How about
Thank
that?
You.
Tell me when his average
That's
is above 220.
Like.
Tell me when his actual average is above 220.
It'll be here shortly.
Not above 220.
I believe it will.
All right.
I think he's savvy.
It's actually tough.
Much
he's going to have to go on a real run to get above 220
yeah.
soon.
Because also, and part of the reason that I don't believe in the middle infield is because Didi, Segura, you're not going to have for two more months. I mean, who else do you even have?
Yeah, Camargo.
I
mean,
Camargo.
Maiton, comes back.
Kingery, if they bring him back
well,
for
Maiton
the 5,000th time.
Yeah.
All right, John, between bullpen, center field, and starting pitching, where do you think the votes came out?
I think center field is going to win.
It did not.
Okay, then starting pitching
it
is gonna
did.
Win.
40% for starting pitching, 32% for center field, 26% for bullpen, 2% for middle infield. Look, the thing about the starting pitching is there is a chance both guys come back healthy. And probably a decent chance.
But my argument is not as much like the injuries. It's let's talk. This team gets, first of all, getting to the playoffs.
Yep.
But if they do get there, are you starting a playoff game with Zach Eflin, Kyle Gibson, or Ranger Suarez? Because I'm not. And you got a chance to win. If you got Nola Wheeler and a dude, a Frankie Montas or whatever guy you're talking about, like that's a real chance that you have. I'm just saying.
Well, I understand the argument. I do get it. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Chris in Ocean City right now. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, what's up, big man?
Chris, I got a bone to pick with you.
Did you call him big
man? I got a bone to pick with you, sir.
Proceed.
Your comments yesterday were out of line, inappropriate, offensive, and hurtful.
Welcome. Well, they were welcome.
Chris, remind me what you said, because I heard a lot of callers take shots at me. What was the one you said? They all run together.
Oh, it was something that I was just glad you were gone and that James was in. It just made my morning.
Yeah,
that's
right. The major morning comment. That's right. Yep, I heard it.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy was out for a week, so it was good to hear his voice. I'm glad to hear that he's doing better. And then just generally speaking, I mean, got to cut a couple of promos for our, you know, title fight coming this fall over Jalen's honor. And may I just say, I will I was going to say something, but just lost my train of thought. But anyways, wasn't meant to be.
No, I'm totally joking, yeah. Chris. I love your calls, man. Go ahead, man. What do you got for us today?
Today, just with the Phillies, it's one of those things that's like, I just can't imagine that this type of performance is sustainable. Like, I was watching a game the other day. It was like a brand new lineup. It's like you barely recognize any of the names in there, especially when they're resting some of their veterans that they still have on the team. And I just, what do we have, like a month and a half, 2 months until Segura gets back and then maybe Harper? I'm trying to guard against being all in on the Phillies because I just feel like they're going to end up hurting us.
Well, that's kind of how I feel. Honest to God, it really is.
So fearful.
Well, let me be clear, Chris. I am in. I mean, I'm not emotionally detached. I'm not holding back, which is what it sounds like you're doing. I'm just telling you, in the end, I think there's still a better chance than not that they'll miss the playoffs. I mean, even though they're tied for a spot right now, that's just my gut feeling. But look, I mean, you know, a week from now, I could sing a different tune. Maybe they'll crank it up and take a lead in this race. We'll see. Chris, give me a great answer for a pop culture achievement in the last 50 years.
Yeah, Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize in Literature. And I just saw him last night, 81 years old, still cranking.
Wow.
That's a great answer.
Bob Dylan. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a few years ago. Won the Nobel Prize.
Literature, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it's,
sure.
You know, it's a lesser, you know, I mean, it's... Well, I mean, it's not.
Just
well, it's lesser than the freaking Nobel Peace Prize.
Taking a dump on the Nobel.
No. I'm not taking it. No, James. When you say the Nobel Prize, clarify which category.
I said won a Nobel Prize.
All right. I thought you said the Nobel Prize.
And either way, he won a Nobel, the Nobel, one of the Nobels.
Hold on. Let's be real.
Sure.
The Nobel
Peace Prize is
the Nobel Peace Prize is like 99% of what people talk about when they talk about the Nobel. Anything.
It doesn't mean, you know, I mean, there's okay, some important
right.
Nobel Prizes.
Think
I mean,
we can win the radio version?
Probably not.
Richie, can we win the Nobel Prize for radio?
They don't have that.
Why are you going to be such a Debbie Downer, man?
I'm
setting us up for being a Nobel.
Yes, we can win that.
Okay, well, Seltzer, get on the
we
committee
should
and
win.
Find a way
what
to.
What about the Nobel for Medicine? Is that less important than the Nobel Peace Prize?
Kind of matters. Matters a lot. 215-592-9494 to Billy T right now. Hello, Billy T.
Come to get some life advice from Uncle Billy T.
Uh-oh.
Are you out of your mind, Joe?
With what?
You got Elliot inviting you to his wedding, and they extend a hand to you, and you're saying no to go get drunk with a bunch of guys and reminisce about barfing on the bathroom floor?
Well, I don't know if I appreciate your line of dialogue there, but...
I mean, come on, I get together with my guys from college, my teammates, and, you know, yeah, we say the same old stories over and over again. Yeah, you remember this? And you have a coworker and a friend. I bet your mother and father are shocked at you.
Well, I don't think my mom
that's
even knows about
Italian,
it.
That's not the Italian way, Joe.
Yeah, but here's the thing about the Italian way, Billy. So you have to be Italian to, you know, do the Italian way. I'm not even Italian.
Yeah, get out of Dodge, will you please?
I'm being honest with you. I'm not in Dodge. I'm in Philadelphia.
Joe.
What?
What you're doing is wrong.
Look,
it's wrong.
Obviously, the people have spoken, and that is very clear here. I all I thought I was doing was stepping away to have some fun with my friends for a weekend.
Well, that's all right. Tell your buddies that we'll reschedule for another weekend. You have a wedding to go to.
Not that easy, man. Not that easy.
Unfortunately, you're probably the centerpiece of action up there with the guys getting drunk from Fairfield University.
Fairfield U taking over New York City this weekend. What do you got on the Phillies, man?
I think it's starting pitching. You know, in short series, you want a lefty in the starting lineup that's capable. That's where I think the biggest weakness is. Center field is next. I wouldn't worry about the middle infield. They seem to be holding it together well. And
you think Knebel has it back together, Billy T?
You know, John, I haven't seen enough of him because I've been traveling, so I haven't.
He's pitched better. He really has.
He's got his curve working.
I saw some. Yeah. And that's the thing. You have to have two pitches. The biggest thing for a reliever is throw strikes. You can't come in there and try to paint the corners. You got to go after the hitters, be aggressive. And, you know, listen, if you're successful 3 out of 10 times, you go to the Hall of Fame. So, if you're 2 out of 10 times, you're out 8 times. So, I mean, it's really a law of averages on that. But I think the young players have acquitted themselves very well. And I, you know, went, Joe, you keep beating up Joe, poor Joe Girardi. He's not here to defend him.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He stunk.
Come on. Wait a
you're
second.
You're telling me he didn't stink as the Phillies
wait
manager? Are you kidding me? How much
wait
more evidence do you need?
Where did Rob Thompson come from?
I don't know. He came from his mom's body.
No,
I don't know.
Baloney.
Where did he come from?
Baloney.
Where?
Baloney. He's Joe Girardi's sidekick, and he's learned a lot of baseball from Girardi.
I don't
and
know where
I'm
he came
gonna
from. Where? What? What? Listen, Billy
come on,
T.
Get
Billy
out.
T. Are you? Hold on. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to give me an honest answer. Did Joe Girardi do a good job as the Phillies manager?
I think he was mediocre here.
Well, first off, mediocre is not good enough to stay, and I think he was worse than that.
Okay, that's a different argument, Joe, but I'm saying Rob Thompson has Joe Girardi to thank for some things. That's all I'm saying. You know, he was with him as the bench coach in New York for, what, 6 years? 7 years? So, come on.
Look, you haven't convinced me. Give me a great pop culture achievement in the last 50 years.
I think probably I think this is Mount Rushmore because this transcends TV and motion pictures is Star Trek.
Well, it's been a big thing. I mean, it's not my thing, but a lot of people love it. It's criticized.
Also, didn't it start before that?
Probably. Yeah, Captain Kirk, I think, goes back to the 60s. I think it's 60s, too. But it's maintained. You know, it's still a thing.
Yeah, 60s.
Picard had his reign there. John, were you a Picard guy?
I've not been a Star Trek guy.
My
ever.
Wife is a huge Star Trek. She's like,
really?
Picard. She's seen them all. She loves them all.
I thought, like, Wrath of Khan was a pretty good movie back in whatever that was. 82, 83.
I
thought that was good. But it paled by comparison to the other star thing.
Yeah, but he seems so egotistical. I really had a hard time growing up with the love affair America had with William Shatner, considering I thought it was so overwhelmingly obvious that he was totally full of himself.
Well, I think that
totally full of himself.
That perception came later. The William Shatner, you know,
well,
over the top, almost like a parody of a stuck up guy.
Yeah,
the way that he
was
acted.
Okay, I'm
but
glad
he,
you
I
agree.
I don't think he was like that when he was Captain Kirk. But I don't know.
I knew it at some point. Let's put it this way: I never felt drawn to him because he seemed like such a jerk. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. 215-592.
Do we agree?
We agree. Listen, man, welcome to Wisdom. It's good to be on this side
I
here.
Just need you to use picture more. Billy went motion picture.
Dude.
You said you were going to start using picture, and you never do it.
I got to remember to do that.
Yeah. Like, look, you went to the C.D. Elvis movie. You could have been like, I went to see a picture last night,
I want to bring back picture. I want to bring back Icebox.
Mm-hmm.
You know I want to bring back the top hat. And I certainly, want to bring back the use of supper.
Supper's
going to have supper in a couple hours, John. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dominic right now. Dominic, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Dominic.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about the Sixers odds. I listen to WIP all day. There's a spot when I'm traveling to work where I have to flip the channel for a minute. They were talking about the Nets odds, and apparently The Nets odds ballooned up to like 50 or 40 to 1 last week at some point, and now they're back down to like 15 to 1 or 20 to 1 as well. I'm wondering if people just with free agency and, you know, they start thinking about basketball again, if people don't just start betting the hell out of basketball again, and that's why everybody's numbers go down. You know,
well, numbers change. I mean, look, I'm no total expert here. I'm partial expert. Numbers change according from what I know, two things, how people bet. And then if there's a seismic change on, you know, who's on the team or who they think is going to be on the team, then the odds makers will just change the odds. Obviously the Durant thing, like, I think the reason if the Nets numbers have since come back down, it's because, as I mentioned earlier, that there is a chance that they will keep Durant and keep Kyrie. And if they do, then they've got a shot.
Yeah. That's kind of what they were saying. They're like, you know, nobody's really giving them any offers, and Kyrie's kind of stuck. Nobody really wants Kyrie.
Well, the Ben Simmons thing kills them, because as long as Ben is on their team, there's about 10 quality young players that they are not eligible to trade for while Ben Simmons is on the team. It's an incredible quirk of a rule, but it is what it is, and they got to live with that.
Do you think there's a chance he never plays again anywhere?
Yes, but I think it's unlikely.
I do. Yeah, I do too. I mean, but unless it's like Utah or Sacramento or somewhere, I just don't think he has thick enough skin to play anywhere where there's, you know, any type of media presence whatsoever.
I'm positive he doesn't love basketball, and that works against him playing, period. But, you know, the money's really good. He's concerned about that part, and someone will pay him. Someone will fall for this trick.
And, Dominic,
he pretends to be good.
Here's the thing I wish had been asked, and it wasn't asked, at the end of the Nets season. I wish a reporter up there had asked Steve Nash, Steve, is your organization going to pay Ben Simmons for the games that just occurred that he did not play in? Now, here's what we know would have happened. Steve Nash would have said yes. And then I'd like the reporter to say, okay, Steve, if he doesn't play in the games next year, is your organization going to pay him? And, you know, he would have had to kind of like process it, and he would have said yes. But we're all smart enough to know it might not be yes.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, the Brooklyn Nets are going to have to face that possibility that if he does not choose to play, are they going to pay him the remaining, you know, whatever it is, $100 million?
But as long as he has doctor's orders or, you know, not to sound like he's in elementary school, but a doctor's.
I understand. I understand. Dominic, here's where I further get annoyed. Maybe not. I don't know the answer to that, but here's what I do know. The reporters dramatically missed the chance when Ben Simmons held that press conference with the Nets. And you guys know how ticked off I was with those questions. A reporter should have asked him, Ben, were you capable of playing for the Philadelphia 76ers this year? I believe out of pride, he would have said yes. At which point, I think it would have really hurt him in, call it, a court of law or before an arbitrator or before the commissioner. If he says on the record he's capable, then what's the problem? Now, two different issues. He didn't actually want to play for the Sixers. I think he does want to play for the Nets. But I do think there's, you know, a lingering issue that overrides both situations, which is his mindset. Dominic, give us a great answer here, an achievement in the last 50 years.
You know, home on the 4th, obviously, was watching TV, and I forgot about it until I was watching a local boy, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. If you go back and watch, like, the first and second seasons, the way that, like, the whole the white-black culture thing, the way he changed that with that TV show, I would have never thought about it if I didn't just watch it, and that's really the main reason why I called in today. I know it probably won't win today, but go back and watch that, like, first and second season of that show, and you'll see how far we've come in whatever.
That's a cool answer. That's a very cool answer. I remember the little sister in that show, I think, did a rap at the dinner table, I believe, in the first episode. And it was quite a scene and quite a show. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, time's yours at 145. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, this baseball season turned K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. Sign up using promo code HAMMER, and that's the key, promo code HAMMER, because you'll always get the best deal when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. Place your first bet, and FanDuel will, how about this, will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. That's called a win-win. If you win, you win. If you lose, well, then you still get up to $1,000 back in free bets. And that's the incredible kind of action you get with FanDuel Sportsbook. I love the FanDuel app. It's a great app. It's super easy to utilize. Of course, I tell you all the time, there's no better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook, which is the official partner of 94WIP. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up using promo code HAMMER to get started with your no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. Tonight's game, tomorrow's games, they're all available there for you when you sign up using promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94WIP. Time's yours, 145 today. Times will be Aaron Nola's later tonight. John, it's really been great to see him reestablish this year after a couple of years where he just didn't put it together. Now, granted, he hasn't, to use a Rocky term, gone the distance yet.
No.
But he has gone half the year at a really high level. And
there haven't been the breakdowns. Last year, how many times did we see him? It was, two strikes, home run allowed on the next pitch.
It was horrendous.
And it's like he sort of addressed that and corrected it. And by September last year, he hated hearing about how everyone was questioning his September ability to maintain.
Yep.
But then he didn't maintain. It does feel like he's sort of taken the criticism. He's been honest with himself with that assessment, and he's gotten better. Because he's been really solid.
He's been. I mean, here's what I know. It's 1:37 on a Wednesday afternoon. Phillies play a game in 5.5 hours.
I feel great.
I feel phenomenal.
I'm super playing the Nationals.
I'm super confident because, well, you're right. The Nationals part helps. Boy, they stink.
I mean, Sanchez made them look foolish last night. And all he was doing was just throwing strikes. Like, he was just going up there, and it felt pretty easy. I think Nola will dominate.
Well, it cracks me up also that they use the players the Phillies were playing with when the Phillies were basically just trying to,
Cesar
and Franco. Yeah. I mean, it's like, come on now. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Saul right now, Northeast Philadelphia. How you doing, Saul?
Gentlemen, I remember, first I'm going to get to that question that you're asking. I remember many, many years ago, you wanted to hear the sports results, you had to turn on KYW at a quarter after or a quarter to.
I remember it well.
And then along came ESPN.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, Saul. I was still listening 15 and 45, even 15, 20 years into ESPN.
No, I also did, but I'm just saying ESPN changed the whole face of where what you can do and see as far as sports.
Are you saying this is your answer?
Are you saying 24 hours a day?
Are you saying this is your answer for a pop culture achievement in the last 50 years? I gotcha.
It is a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, on the Phillies, I think they need two things. Both of them are pitching. A good starter, they need a number three starter, not a four or five. They need a three starter because that person is going to lead them into the playoffs against the 1, 2, and 3 in the playoffs.
And well, they could use it. I'll tell you what, they could use it because, see, I'm not as down as James was earlier when he referenced, like, do you want Ranger starting in the playoffs? I might, because I actually think before the injury he was rounded into some form. But I do think Ranger and Eflin are fours, not threes.
I'm not as worried about the Ranger injury. I am worried that he just hasn't been quite right. Even when he's been good enough this season, it wasn't the same Ranger that we got last year. He's throwing too many pitches.
Sure.
He's not able to control it the way he was.
But his June, I thought, was encouraging. I mean,
it was better. It still wasn't as good as last year.
Well, but he's never going to be that again. I mean,
what do you mean? Why not?
Because he had an ERA of like 1.2.
Okay, last season, he was I had so much faith that he could replicate what I was seeing, and now that's sort of become the biggest question mark. How good can he get? How much can he get back? I'm not worried about the injury with him. With Zach Eflin, he has looked better when he's been healthy, but then this knee thing, what a huge question mark.
Well, big question mark, yeah.
We're told that it's just an injury and that once this injury heals, you know, whatever it is, a knee thing but not related to the surgery, once that gets better, he'll be good to go. He's been solid when he's felt good.
Well, I agree with
that. He could be a three.
I'll tell you what I did not agree with. Saul's answer of ESPN, and Saul appreciated the call, and I'll tell you why. His justification was wrong. 15 and 45 KYW updates, they were going on until just a couple years ago. ESPN's been around since the late 70s, technically, I think.
Yeah, it was late 70s.
What did away with sports updates on the radio was not ESPN. It was the phone.
Yep, smartphone.
It was phones with information. I mean, I would still,
do you remember calling for sports scores back in the day?
I vaguely remember that concept. Help me remember this.
You would call a number. It was like 1-800-SPORTS-WHATEVER. You would call up, and it would be, here are today's sports scores. And it would be Cubs, 5. You know, Phillies, 3. And it would go through, and you don't remember. It was wild.
I kind of.
It's like movie phone, but for sports scores.
James, do you remember your school's number for whether you were on or off for snow?
I used to. I should. This is a bad job. It's 7-something-something. I don't remember, but I know I knew it.
Did you have this system in the middle part of the state, John?
My mom was a teacher.
Okay.
In this district that I went to school. So
I mean, our whole thing is the whole town in the 7 o'clock hour would turn on KYW. I think we were like 242 or 252, but I could be wrong. And you'd be like, 101, 103, 104, 105, 110. And if you got skipped, it was devastating. Uh-huh. If your number got skipped and you had to go to school, it was devastating.
Yeah, we didn't have
that. And be like 111, 2 hours late, 112, 1 hour late, 113, 115. If you were 114, it was a bad day.
I'm sure.
Bad
Where
day.
I lived, if they had a list like that, it would be one.
A lot of schools in the Philadelphia area. Big area. Seltzer, what do you got? Talk to me.
Yeah, we got a trade in the NFL. Ian Rappaport, a new QB in Carolina, he says. The Panthers are acquiring former number one overall pick Baker Mayfield from the Browns for a 2024 conditional 5th-round draft pick, sources tell him and Tom Pelissero.
Well, you knew eventually he was going to get traded. What this tells you is they must feel pretty confident Deshaun Watson's not going to be suspended for too long because it seems implausible. If he was going to be suspended for the year,
unless they just felt like Baker could never play.
Baker basically said he felt betrayed and
I don't care. But here's the
no
thing:
longer.
But if I'm the team, I don't care.
Like situation.
Player, I don't care about your opinion. How about that? How about be a better player when we hand you the keys to the franchise?
Look, this is where the NFL is moving.
Well,
it is becoming more NBA-ish in that respect.
So, all right, let's view this Carolina real quick. So, Sam Darnold was still there, is still there, right?
It was Sam Darnold, P.J. Walker, that kind of thing.
So now Sam Darnold will probably get traded. Probably. Not definitely, but I would think.
They also drafted Matt Corral.
That's interesting. And that also closes the door on Cam. Cam ain't coming back there now.
No.
Wow, interesting.
So Baker Mayfield becomes a bridge to Matt Corral?
He's only good enough to be – look, Baker Mayfield has a chance to be a starter 3 years from now, but Baker Mayfield better play his way into starting because he's not that good. He is in the group with Carson and all those guys, those 5 or 6 dudes, which you guys know I believe Jalen Hurts will probably be in that group coming up.
And for what it's worth, Corral, 3rd-round pick, so I don't think it's like he's like the next guy there no matter what.
Clearly.
Yeah.
What happens to Sam Darnold?
Backup if he wants to be somewhere, I would think. I mean, I don't think anyone's asking Sam Darnold to start for him.
No, I tend to agree with you. 215-592-9494. Let's do.
Know.
You don't know what. You think
Sam Darnold, Yeah, he's one of those guys that does have the aptitude, just hasn't been able to really put it together consistently.
Well, how about
enough.
This? Do you think it's
someone's going to take a someone could take a chance on him and say, I mean, someone who's in dire straits at quarterback.
There's also
it
another
might be partway through the season.
Could be. There's also another possibility we haven't yet examined, but it's really, I think, distinctly possible. Hey, quarterback A. Hey, quarterback B.
Competed.
Battle it out.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there's really nothing that says Baker Mayfield's better than Sam Darnold.
No, I don't. I agree with that. I'd let him compete it out.
I'll tell you what, that is rare.
Matt Rhule might.
Well, he should, and that is really interesting. A number one overall in the last 5 years versus a number three overall in the last 5 years, both of whom traded in the last year. That is bizarre. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. Time's yours brought to us by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C this season. Color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Holy crap. JT Realmuto hit another two-run home run and scored it another run. It's a 5th of July miracle. Woo!
Well, listen, man. JT, when he hits a homer, he's hit, what, now two in the last couple days, I think it is?
I know he has four in the last 9 days, and he had three heading into that prior all season.
Yeah.
So he's got one more in the last 9 days than he did the whole season.
Picking it up.
You know, everyone's talking about having to trade prospects to get a good return back for the Phillies. But I think a lot of people fail to realize that there's guys like Hoskins, Boom, even possibly Moniak and Herrera that they could most likely move on from with the trade deadline this year and still make their team better from that moment moving forward. It doesn't have to be an Andrew Painter or any other top guys you got in your farm system. We've got pieces at the MLB level we can move on from that'll make us a better baseball team. That's what I think the approach needs to be.
Did he just say he thinks we can get something from Mickey Moniak?
Yeah, that is – I mean, the fact that – listen, if Rhys Hoskins is listening right now, like headed to the ballpark, he should be insulted that his name was in the same sentence of Mickey Moniak. Yeah. Right,
it's the second best hitter on the team.
It's ridiculous. But his point, the Moniak thing aside, is well taken. They could still trade Rhys and try to configure it differently. And we've talked a lot about that, and I have advocated that. The good thing is Rhys has picked it up lately. He's really doing a nice job.
Okay, I'm going to read a little quote that you, James, and Joe as baseball guys will appreciate. I'm going to turn a little modern spin on it. Ready? Spawn insane and pray for rain. Noah and Wheeler and pray for a healer. Also, July Schwarber?
Yeah, that was horrible. Whatever that was. I mean, that was so bad because Spawn Insane and Pray for Rain
is perfect.
Is such a classic baseball thing. By the way, I think I saw Sane the other day.
Johnny Sane?
I think I did. I have to look this up, but I watched the other day because July 4th was the anniversary of Rick Camp's home run, which I watched live in the 16th inning, July 4th, 1985. I think it was on TBS, the Superstation, and there was a Sane in the dugout, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I guess that's
it might have
Sane
been. Yeah.
From Spawn and Sane fame. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I saw these rumors. I mean, that's all they are. It's a long, long, long shot. If Kevin Durant were to come to the Sixers, do you think that will be a McNabb and T.O. situation all over again? I mean, Joel Embiid's not the strongest personality person, and if he's not getting all the attention, I don't know. I'm just saying. I just wonder if it would do. I mean, I would love to try it, but I don't know. Drama.
I mean, if it is, it's a risk worth taking.
No
and,
question.
You know, I don't know, but I don't fear that. Listen, I don't think people really realize how truly difficult Terrell Owens was when he would get cranked up. And, John, you know as his teammate, he wasn't always cranked up. I mean, there was the mellow T.O. side.
Yeah, for the first year.
Where he was like the quiet guy in the room.
He was shy.
Yeah, right? So,
yes.
You know, the T.O. thing was a very odd part of Philadelphia sports history. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.